kind of happy times at the minute, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a, listen, it's a great football, great place to play football, no matter what, sure. But when things are going quite well, which they are at the minute, we just need to keep on going. It's something we're taking it a game at a time, as I've said previously, and like I said, we just need to keep on performing and keep on playing well.
You properly enjoyed yourselves the other night, didn't you? I mean, there were certainly times, especially in the first half against Leeds, where you really were rolling very well.
Yeah, it's the type of football we want to be playing. Listen, the manager come in from the start of the season, he implemented his own ideas, he told us what he wanted from the boys, and the boys are improving, we're getting better. We still want to get even better than what we're doing now. As I've said, it's about improving every single game, because that's what we're here to do. We're here to win football games, and like I said, it's a game at the time. At the minute, we're on to a massive one tomorrow with Bolton, who are on a really good run themselves, so we've got to be prepared for that.
But it is one where, you know, everybody always hopes that you're going to win and all your fans turn up, you know, looking for a good performance, and you always set out to win. Now you're at the stage where playing teams lower down the table, people are turning up and expecting you to win. Does that actually change anything from a player's point of view?
No, not at all. You don't speak about anything. You don't speak about anything like that. We prepare and do things the exact same as we do every single week. We prepare for Bolton tomorrow exactly the same we have done all season. So you don't look at it like that. It's another team that we want to go out, put a good performance on, play the kind of football we've been doing, and hopefully get that win.
The one thing we can, I think, depend on from what we read from Nuno is that he's very thorough. Would that be a fair comment?
Yeah, very, very. He's very switched on. He helps the boys every single day. Listen, him and his staff have been fantastic since they've come in. They've helped everybody. And as I said before, we prepare every single game the same. Nothing's ever different, whether it's Bolton or whoever. We prepare exactly the same. So that's fantastic in the way we do things. And like I said, we just want to keep learning off him, keep improving and winning football matches.
You made an interesting observation after the Reading game, when he talked about Reading had sort of changed their style a bit from the start of the game and during it to try and combat the way Wolves were playing, and he noted one or two other teams had done that. Perhaps that's what teams are going to try and do, something different.
Yeah.
Whereas Wolves, by comparison, you've had this system and that's been the system all the way through. It's interesting that other teams are feeling they're having to try and come up with new ways.
Yeah, I think it's something, like I said, we want to stick to our ideas. It's been there since the start of pre-season when he's come in, and we've always said we don't go away from that. It's something we want to stick to. Whether things are going well or going badly, we need to stick to our own ideas and keep improving. But if teams want to do that, we need to find other ways of winning as well. I think you've seen at Reading, I thought they played really well. I thought they were really good on the day, but we had to be resilient that game. They had a few chances. You've seen Big John popping up with save, Big Willie clearing one off the line. It was a different way of winning, and to do anything, we need to have that in our system and our way of doing things. So that was a fantastic result for us to go there and play like that. And like I said, I thought they were fantastic on the day, but we dug in and got the win.
And when you're withstanding teams playing well against you, some teams have played well against you and thrown quite a bit at you, and yet there's been a lot of clean sheets kept. And there was a bit of a collective shock when a goal went in from open play against you the other day, which that says something in itself, doesn't it? How have you got so resilient?
Listen, this division is full of fantastic teams. No matter what people say, this division, anybody can beat anyone. It's as simple as that. We know that from previous seasons. There are a lot of players in this team who play in the division for a long, long time, and they know how tough it is. So it's something where we're trying to take that into this season, the experience the boys have got to help the new lads and help everybody who's come in. But like I said, it's something we pride ourselves on in terms of clean sheets. We need to keep clean sheets if we want to do anything, and we want to win football matches. So it's something we need to keep on doing, keep on getting better at. And like I said, as long as we keep on doing that, it gives us a platform to then go on and go and play in the game.
It's exciting, isn't it?
That's very exciting. Yeah, it's an exciting club. It's a fantastic club. It's a club that is huge, and it needs to be doing things like this season. It needs to be playing football like we are doing. And like I said, as a club, we need to keep on improving. We can't sit and rest on what's been done. At the minute, all we've done is only a platform of where we want to do it, what we want to do, and we want to keep on moving forward. That's what we want to do.